Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're juggling chains as well riding a unicycle? Yeah, that's what modern life can sometimes feel like, right? Especially when it comes to work-life balance. You're pouring your heart and soul into your career, but then there's family, friends, hobbies, self-care, the list goes on. Finding that sweet spot where you thrive in all areas of your life, well, let's just say it's a journey, not a destination. Today, we're diving deep into creating a healthy work-life balance that actually fuels your mental well-being. Trust me, this isn't about finding the perfect equation, but about making conscious choices that empower you to live a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, what are some practical strategies that can help us navigate these hectic times? First off, it's about setting boundaries. You know that feeling when your work emails start pinging after dinner, or you find yourself checking Slack on vacation? Those little intrusions chip away at your mental energy and create this constant sense of overwhelm. We need to be more intentional about carving out time for ourselves outside of work. Designate specific hours for checking emails, avoid bringing work into your personal space, and seriously consider taking real breaks even if it's just a 15-minute walk around the block. Next up, prioritize what truly matters. Life is too short to chase every opportunity or please everyone all the time. What are your core values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Make sure your actions align with those priorities. Say no more often, delegate tasks when possible, and focus on activities that genuinely add value to your life. Another key ingredient is self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body regularly, even a short walk can make a difference. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a creative hobby. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for showing up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Sounds a bit zen, right? But even practicing a few minutes of mindful meditation each day can help reduce stress, improve focus, and enhance your overall well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car without checking the oil or refueling it, would you? Your mental health needs the same kind of attention and care. By incorporating these strategies into your daily routine, setting boundaries, prioritizing what matters, practicing self-care, and cultivating mindfulness, you're actively investing in your well-being. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's a driven marketing manager who often finds herself working late nights and weekends. She's brilliant at her job, but she's constantly feeling stressed and burnt out. One day, she decides to try something different. She starts setting boundaries with work emails, schedules regular exercise sessions, takes mindful walks during her lunch break, and makes time for her hobbies again. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling a shift. Her stress levels decrease, her energy levels increase, and she finds herself enjoying both her work and her personal life more. So here's the takeaway. Creating a healthy work-life balance isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. By setting boundaries, prioritizing what matters, practicing self-care, and cultivating mindfulness, you can create a more balanced and fulfilling life, one that leaves you feeling energized, empowered, and truly alive. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you achieve a better work-life balance? Share your tips in the comments below or tag me on social media using #DailyStoicEdge. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep striving for that beautiful balance.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.